Okay, so we continue in the Arche Tzadikim around page 51, discussing Gaiva, the learning today should be a schos, Ilan Nishmas, Chaim Allah's Venshim Shinaryeh, as well as a schos for an Ilan Nishama for Yaakov Yosef and Chaim Menachem and Tzina. It should be a schos for four Shleim of Chaim Dei Ben Menorachol, Chan Aliyah Bashein Derachol, and Avadati Memperol. It should be a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So he continues here talking about Gaiva. He says, Bali Gaiva he mesev and b'nei Hashem. The Baal Gaiva is considered an abomination in the eyes of Hashem. Shneamar, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, Tayavas Hashem kol gvalev, straight out that a gvalev, someone with gaiva, is the tayevo. Who nimtzar biyad Yitzray, he's handed over into the hands of his yetzahara. Ki eina ezer Hashem imoy, Hashem is not with him. Achrei asher hu tayavas Hashem, because he is a tayeva to Hashem. Sorry, I think 1 second. Yeah, okay. Afilu in iskal shamadam loy bediba v'loy b'maisa ach b'liboy. Even if, 1 second. Okay, I'm going to continue. Hashem does not help him. Because he's an abomination. Even if he doesn't hold himself out over any other person, not in the way he speaks, not in the way he acts. So when you look at him, you don't see anything different than his actions, but in his heart, he feels better than others. Nikra Tayeva. He's still called the Tayeva Shnemar, Hashem Kol Lev. And the key word is Lev. Afilu im Even if it's only in the heart, Nikra Tayeva, you're still called a Tayeva. So as the reads down here on the bottom, that this midah more than others is really depends on the intent of the person. Because you could have someone who, when he walks in a room and people stand up, he tells him to sit down. Now, sometimes he's doing that because he really doesn't feel he deserves it. And sometimes he feels he deserves it so much that he's like trying to play it off, but he really intends, he wants them to, he'll be insulted if they don't stand up for him. So it really depends on the heart. And that's why it's continuously called Givah Lev. Right? It could just say Gva, like we say Anivus, but here, Gva Lev, it's really all dependent on what the person's intent is in his heart. Amru Chazal, call Adam Sheyesh Megalsasaruach, anyone who demonstrates Gaiva, it's like he served Avaydazorah, Ksivacha, it says over here, Tayavas Hashem called Gva Lev, uses the Lashon of Tayeva, and Uksivhasim, it says, Vavaydazorah, don't bring an abomination into your house. Yesh Aimrim, others say, Kilubala, Raya is Kulan. It's like you were boil all of the arayos again, a similar lashon of tayeva. The chsev ki as kol atayavos hakel asu, that they did all of the tayevas of Hashem. Yesh, I mean, some say kilu ban abama. It's like he built a bama of amru, because the pasuk says hidlum lachem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apai, that you should move away from a person who has breath in his nose. Ki vamen nechshav hu, for what is he deemed worthy? So the Gemara here says that the breath in his nose refers to an arrogant person. And it's not Bamem Nechshavhu, but you read it Ki Bama Nechshavhu. It's like considered like he brought a Bama, like he built a Bama. Amru Chazal say, call Adam Sheyesh Bagasas Ruach, Lesef Mismait. But anyone who exhibits haughtiness in the end will be lowered. Shenemar Raimu Ma'at. That those who are exalted are lifted up. Ma'at. It's for a very short period of time. And we saw why. We saw when we were doing the Beis HaLevi on Anova, we saw that's the natural way of the world. When you see someone that's demanding respect, you lose respect for that person. That's the way that the world was set up. And I'm sorry. Right. It's appropriate to chop him down like an Asherah tree. Savacha says over here, that the haughty person will be uprooted. You should uproot a Asherah tree. And this is one of the scariest of all, is that his dust, his dirt will not get up by Tchias HaMeisim. The Shechina cries for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I cannot coexist with such a person. Very scary words, because if you're going up against Hashem, who's going to win that fight? It's pretty obvious that you're going to lose. So God says, I cannot coexist together with a Baal Gaiva. Someone who's haughty I can't stand him, but we don't read it. I can't exist with him. Amru Hayman Diyar is someone who is a Malgaiva. Even the people in his own home lose their respect for him. The arrogant person is not going to dwell. Even in his own home, he's not going to have a place to dwell. Again, they're going to lose their respect for him. It causes a person to chase after kavod, to hold himself out as better than others. He says, and look what happened to Korach. Why was Korach running after kavod? Because of gaiva. Ultimately, he felt that he was better, he was wealthier, he was more, in a sense, more successful than some of the other Yidden. And so he felt that he deserved the position of authority, and that led him down the path where ultimately he was swallowed up by the earth. That he tried to get some sort of prominence, some stature, gedula, and to take greatness, which wasn't given to him from Shemayim. And because of this, he ended up in the machlekes. Jealousy and hatred. He says all of these are terrible midos, which Emir Tashem is going to cover all of them.